This is Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton. We hope you'll stay tuned. We are joined by Sandy Reed of the League of Revolutionaries for a New America. Sandy, thank you for being with us. We are, of course, having you join us today to talk a little bit about the League and what's going on regarding the League's analysis of the World Trade Organization and the meeting that is coming up at the end of this month and going into early December. Can you first talk to the listeners about the League of Revolutionaries for a New America and let them know about the organization?
Yes, well, actually, what I wanted to do first, if it's okay, is just talk a little bit about the WTO and why it exists, because I think that really gets into the role of the League and why we exist.
Please do.
Okay. The question that I wanted to ask your audience first is, have you ever thought about what it would be like to live on less than a dollar a day? As incredible as that may sound, 30% of the world today is doing just that. And as we all know, America is no longer immune. So the way that we're looking at this question of globalization, the WTO, the IMF, and all of it is that really what it amounts to is that capital is now free to roam the world in search of cheap labor, since every worker today is competing against all the rest as never before. And the inevitable result is the lowering of living standards for all and absolute poverty for most. And I wanted to just tell you an example of this. In a little factory town in Ohio, the workers there are working 7 days a week for minimum wage. They work so many hours they can't even see their kids. So the company is now opening a cafeteria on Sunday afternoon so the families can come and lunch with them. I think it's pretty obviously that this sounds like a prison, but the point is this is where things are heading. And I'm saying all this to make the point that the creation of the WTO and as well the growing protests surrounding it cannot be understood apart from this new reality where a whole new world is being created today as a result of the new electronic technology. And this technology, as we all know, is permanently replacing, downsizing more and more workers throughout the globe, and in the process creating a whole new class of poor that really comes from all sections of society, whether they're middle managers, from large corporations, service providers, teachers, part-time workers. And then alongside this, we see a whole new class of the richest people in the world. And this is really the class that the WTO aims to serve.
We're talking with Sandy Reed of the League of Revolutionaries for a New America. Sandy, you bring up several good points, obviously, and in particular one of them that I think is really on a lot of levels getting lost, because many of our listeners know that there is this tremendous hubbub, if you will, of protest that is focusing and going to focus ever more as we work our way up to Seattle, on it, focusing on the World Trade Organization and basically, in many respects, to paraphrase what is being said, the WTO, it must be defeated, as though the WTO is the problem. And I know in Lerner's statement there's a very interesting analogy, if you will, that is used. And that's the analogy of the Supreme Court and its ruling on Dred Scott. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I think what you say is very true, and that is the point that we're trying to make, that the WTO is not just a good idea of some capitalists, but it really is a result of these changes taking place in the world, and the capitalists really have no choice, because the problem that they face today is that if workers can't work, they can't buy back the mountain of products the new technology is producing. And the system really begins to destroy itself. And as we know, this process is underway in every country of the globe. So to avoid the collapse of the system, to maintain their profits and privilege, they have to devise new ways to expand the market, whether it's through the extension of credit at home. And by the way, in Chicago, computers are free now. All you have to do is pay $29 a month for your server, which really shows the glut of the market. But they also, they have to have this, quote, free trade. And if that, in a, when all else fails, it means war. But I think the lesson from history is that when there were unjust laws, people had to fight against them, and not only fight against them as the protests are doing, but really began to develop people understanding intellectually through writing, speaking, newspapers, whatever, radio, where we really can begin to bring an understanding to people that a whole new world is possible today and we don't have to live like this.
That's another interesting point, of course, that, you know, it's very easy to focus on the problem as compared to focusing on the solution. Can you talk a little bit more about the League's vision for a solution?
Yes. We in the League want to take the message out that cooperation, not competition, can unite people and create a whole new world. This is possible today, again, because the new technology that can feed and clothe the world. Today, it's just a crime for one person to be hungry when you have mountains of food being produced and owned by these huge corporations. And if you don't have the money, as we know, you starve. But if we, and also the capitalists applaud their successes and the rising standard of living for the few, but we say if all this was created with competition, imagine how much more could be created with cooperation. And we're really reaching a nodal point in the history of humanity where we either create a new society that provides for each and every person and one that rallies the rest of society to contribute to the betterment of humanity, or we're going to watch everything our ancestors have fought and died for go down the drain.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's certainly the point. Is I, you know, I'm looking at some of the statements within the Lerner statement on the WTO, and one of the things, I mean, really struck me, I mean, you know, we're talking about here, and it's a quote, today the 400 richest people in the United States have amassed a total net worth of $1 trillion, more than China's entire gross domestic product, while at least 1 billion people in the world live on less than a dollar a day. We're really on some level, and once again, I guess, trying to get it out of this focus on the WTO itself. I mean, we're looking at having, I believe, having to reorganize society along a different value base, along a different morality, if you will. I mean, does that make sense to you?
Exactly. I mean, I think what we're talking about is a cooperative, communal, communist society, not in the ideological sense of Russia or China or anything like that, but in the sense where people have the right to have the things that they need to exist. There's no other reason for society if you're not going to provide for people. And basically, that's the vision that we try to bring out to people, that today, for the first time in history, it is possible for people to unite, whereas it wasn't in the past, because in the past, the petty privileges given, for example, to the whites over the blacks, were because there wasn't, it was, capital wasn't expanding. But today, with the contraction of the market, they're no longer giving these privileges, and it is possible for people to begin to unite and really come together to create this new world, but only if we're able to bring in the new thinking.
One of the things that you talked about was this new class. Can you expand on that a little bit more? Because I think there are a lot of people who are perhaps beginning to have the feeling that they may be part of this or may soon be part of it,
yes,
but don't really understand what it is.
Yeah, it's very easy to look at the situation today and just see the destitute or the homeless and say, you know, well, that's them over here, but they say every American is one paycheck away from homelessness. And I think the thing about the new class of poor today is that it's made up of all strata of society. Like I said before, you could be a middle manager downsized from a huge corporation and find yourself right in the homeless shelter. How long does it take to get there? But the thing about this new class of poor today, which includes all of these people that I'm talking about, that it's really just forming. Because it has no connection to the capitalist system, it cannot sell its labor, it has the potential to really uproot the whole society and create something new in its own image, and its own image is cooperation and distribution of the necessities of life based on need. But if this new class isn't educated, it's just going to fight itself. It's going to blame the immigrant, it's going to blame the black, or it's going to blame this person or that person, the youth, you name it. So, again, that is the purpose of the League, to really begin to bring the understanding where people can begin to unite.
We're talking with Sandy Reed of the League of Revolutionaries for a New America. Sandy, we just have a couple of minutes left, but just something I wanted to share with the audience. They may or may not have heard it. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh this morning, as I sometimes have to admit, because I like to hear what he has to say. Not because I agree with it, but I think it's important to hear what he has to say because so many people listen to him. And apparently Donald Trump has floated a plan whereby the people with estates over however many million dollars should be taxed to pay off the national debt. And Rush, of course, is immediately rushing to the defense of the rich by going, well, it's not fair. We didn't create this deficit and da-da-da and all that. It's just amazing how there are people, and a very, very few people in the world, not necessarily that Limbaugh is one of them, but that, I mean, they just have so much, more than they could ever use for any kind of legitimate purpose, while so many people are hungry, homeless, starving and dying in the world. And that's what the League is really trying to combat, correct?
Exactly. And I'd just like to add that our doors are open to anyone who wants to contribute on any level, from writing for our newspapers, distributing it to your friends, to holding events where our speakers can come. And if you would like, if I might add, if you would like a free introductory packet, please call us at 1-800-691-6888.
Can you give that number one more time, please?
1-800-691-6888.
Sandy Reed of the League of Revolutionaries for a New America, thank you for joining us on the program today on relatively short notice, too, I might add.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the program today. I'm your host, Mike Thornton, and it's been my pleasure to be part of the team bringing you Full Logic Reverse. If you'd like more information about FLR, you can contact us via email, flr@jps.net, or by telephone, 530-271-0804. We invite you to join us next time for another edition of Full Logic Reverse.